Is Grok 4 becoming super intelligent?
This is the smartest AI in the world. We're going to show you exactly how and why.
This is a breakdown of all the new features and abilities of Elon Musk's brand new Grok 4 AI model. But the twist is that it comes in several flavors, modalities, and agentic setups. But before that, we have to start with its newfound reasoning abilities.
With respect to academic questions, Grok 4 is better than PhD level in every subject, no exceptions. You know, at times it may lack common sense, and it has not yet invented new technologies or discovered new physics, but that is just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. I think it may discover new technologies as soon as later this year, and I would be shocked if it has not done so next year.
And when it comes to testing, in humanity's last exam performance, Grok 4 achieved a score of 25.4% without tools, and 44.4% with tools.
The thing that'll make the biggest difference is being able to interact with the real world via humanoid robots. So you combine sort of Grok with Optimus.
But Grok 4 also scored 16% on the notoriously difficult ARC-AGI-2 test and 50% on the humanities final exam. Plus, it scored 73 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. But its intelligence really depends on which model variant you choose. And that's because Grok 4 actually comes in three flavors. The first is Grok 4 Standard, which is the general purpose model optimized for everyday tasks like writing, research, translation, and general reasoning. Then there's Grok 4 Code, which is a developer-focused model tailored for coding tasks supporting over 20 programming languages, including Python, JavaScript, Java, C++, and Go. And features include code generation, debugging, bug detection, and integrations with IDEs, including Cursor, for vibe coding and agentic workflows. Then there's Grok 4 Heavy, which uses multiple agents, with Reddit users seeing between 8 to 16 or even 32 agents conversing in the logs to collaborate on complex problems, combining insights for more accurate and nuanced outputs, much like a study group.
With the Grok 4 Heavy, what it does is it spawns multiple agents in parallel, and all of those agents do work independently, and then they compare their work. But once they share the trick or figure out what the real nature of the problem is, they share that solution with the other agents, yeah. And then they compare. They essentially compare notes, and then yield an answer. Yeah. So that's the heavy part of Grok 4 is where you scale up the test time compute by roughly an order of magnitude, have multiple agents tackle the task, and then they compare their work. And they put forward what they think is the best result.
But what about Grok 4's multimodal capabilities? Starting with text, of course, it supports advanced natural language processing for math and reasoning, but they're also coming out soon with vision and image processing, according to an xAI developer console screenshot that showed the Grok 4 API specs. And these API specs also include the ability to execute function calls, provide structured outputs, as well as carry out advanced reasoning thanks to multiple agentic behaviors, which we'll get into in a moment.
We're in the intelligence Big Bang right now. And we're at the most interesting time to be alive of any time in history. Now, that said, we need to make sure that the AI is a good AI, a good Grok. The most important thing for AI is to be maximally truth-seeking.
But what really stands out is Grok 4's real-time web search, which integrates live web search as well as the X platform data to fetch up-to-date information, documentation, and technical references. And for audio modality, there's a new voice called Eve with a British accent that can switch between singing, whispering, and conversation.
It's a proper buzz, isn't it? What do you reckon we should chat about to keep this lot entertained? Take a deep breath, love. You've got this. Picture this, a shimmering silver cannon, glistening under stage lights.
And it features much faster responses with latency of under 250 milliseconds on the server side, which is roughly half that of Grok 2 for much more realistic interactions. And when it comes to agentic behavior, the standard model features a single agent framework, while Grok 4 Heavy features the multiple agent framework, where they can collaborate to tackle complex tasks, improving accuracy and the depth of responses.
So the ultimate test, I think, for whether an AI is, the ultimate reasoning test is reality. You invent a new technology, like say, improve the design of a car or a rocket or create a new medication that and does it work? Reality is the ultimate judge here. So it's going to be reinforcement learning closing the loop around reality.
Plus, there's tool integration supporting embedded code execution environments that rival a full IDE with file management, version control, and automated testing frameworks. And when it comes to cultural understanding and personality, Grok 4 features multiple selectable modes with unhinged and sexy for both candid or provocative conversations. But the reduced filtering also has raised concerns about safety and misinformation. And X Premium Plus users can already access Grok 4 with the standard version costing $30 per month and Super Grok Heavy costing $300 per month with access to early feature previews, as well as the added benefit that Super Grok Heavy uses multiple agents to tackle bits of problems independently and then combine their insights. And when it comes to computational power, Grok 4 was trained on the Colossus supercomputer in Memphis, Tennessee, using 10x the reinforcement learning compute of Grok 3 and 200,000 NVIDIA GPUs, utilizing 100x more training data than Grok 2, with an expanded data set for legal filings and enhanced reasoning and knowledge. Then when it comes to benchmark performance, on the American Invitational Mathematics Examination 2025, Grok 4 outperformed competitors in mathematical reasoning. On GPQA, it beat competitors when solving PhD-level science problems, and it also scored impressively on Live Codebench, where it beat competitors in code generation and problem solving. And based on xAI's announcements for Grok API costs, the pricing model charges $3 per 1 million input tokens and $15 per 1 million output tokens, with cached input tokens only costing 75 cents per 1 million tokens. And in the near future, xAI will launch several new products in the coming months, with its Grok 4 code scheduled for release in August, a multimodal agent in September, and even a video generation model expected in October. And finally, Elon Musk drops a bomb where he talks about Model 7 and the future of gaming. So tell us in the comments whether or not you would play these kinds of AI video games, and whether or not you'd share them with your friends after you create your own.
So with version 7 of our foundation model, which finishes training this month, and then we'll go through post-training RL and whatnot, that will have excellent video understanding. And with the video understanding and the and improved tool use, for example, for video games, you'd want to use Unreal Engine or Unity or one of the main graphics engines. And then generate the art, apply it to a 3D model, and then create an executable that someone can run on a PC or a console or a phone. We expect that to happen probably this year, and if not this year, certainly next year.
Anyways, make sure to like and subscribe, and check out this video here for more AI news.